time for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, what's the favorite memory you have of dining with a view?
Dining with a view? Oh, that's an easy one. Windows on the World, the World Trade Center, my band Prairie Cats was playing there just a few months actually before 9/11.
Oh my goodness. And what a memory.
Incredible. Incredible view.
That's a place that I missed.
Magic.
For sure. You know, we don't have mountains here. We don't have 100-story buildings. We don't have oceans, but we've got lots of great places with the view. And dining with the view has been something that humans have sought to do since the 1700s, when tourism really started picking up in Europe. They started putting restaurants on seasides and on mountaintops. And then the Swiss and the Austrian Alps were early adopters of dining with a view.
Oh, I have a second memory. It was when I lived in Innsbruck and hiking up to a mountain hut in the Alps and having an amazing Austrian meal with a great beer.
That sounds phenomenal. Of course, coastal France, Italy, they capitalized on beachsides. And when the U.S. railroad expansion happened, scenic hotels and resorts with dining rooms were really looking to bring tourists in Niagara Falls and the Catskills and the California coastline. And then, of course, rooftop dining and revolving dining. Remember that revolving restaurant in Kansas City at the top of the Hyatt? And architectural innovations like cantilevers that made it easier to blur the barrier between indoor and outdoor. Some of the most popular and storied places. I wondered if you had been to Le Jules Verne at the Eiffel Tower.
I have not. I know about it. I've been to the top of it, but no, I haven't.
The reason I haven't been, money.
It must be
really
pricey,
expensive.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
There's a place in Zanzibar that's on a rock in the ocean, and you have to take a boat out to it. And then one of the other most storied is the Ithia Undersea Restaurant in the Maldives. And I was very intrigued, and I looked at it, and it basically looked like eating in the aquarium at the Omaha Zoo, which you can do.
You can
book a dinner there.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So there's some great places for view here. We don't have mountains or oceans, but at the Salted Edge in Waterloo, I don't know if you've been there out in Waterloo.
Haven't yet. It's
on a lake. It's just lovely. And they have one of my favorite dishes there is the New Bedford scallop. It's got roasted corn succotash, crispy pork belly, charred jalapeno, asparagus, and chili oil, and beurre blanc. Scallops are such a great vehicle for some of these flavors, and they do it really well. But I bet you have been to the Surfside Club.
I have, yes.
Right on the Missouri River. That place has been open since 1955. And they serve and are known for their fried catfish and fritters. You know, they've expanded a lot, so they've got live music all the time. And it's a great place to see boats on the Missouri River. Man, I used to go there as a kid. It was great. If you're looking for a fancy view on a fancy night out, the 360 Steakhouse over in Council Bluff is known for its views. They've got a great escargot there on their appetizer menu that's served with a garlic, parsley butter, Havarti cheese, puff pastry with a little pita on the side. And then I think, you know, it kind of depends on what you mean by a view.
Oh, that's a good point.
If you go to Jazz on the Green, there's so many great places
that
give you a view of the music. I like to go to Smoke and Oak. They've got that nice big patio. If you like wildlife and that's the kind of view you like, how about the Alpine Inn? Over north, you can see all kinds of critters eating fried chicken and whatever else is on there, the patio. And then I think the Old Market is a great place for view for people watching, for holiday lights, what have you.
Sitting at Bouvet.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
the best.
And the Boiler Room, I think, is a great place with a view because of the interior.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so...
You're transported.
Yeah.
And M's Pub as well.
There's a little bit of science behind eating with a view, actually. A study has shown that if you have a really nice view while you're eating, it can be a stress reducer, produce more relaxation, create a memory, just like you and that hiking up to that Innsbruck Austrian place.
Yep.
You're escaping the ordinary, and that novelty can create some relaxation. There's actually studies that show you get a heightened flavor perception, a little increased aroma enjoyment, potential for healthier choices. And I love this one, reduced plate waste. So as a leftover chef, I like not throwing away. And, you know, I just went to Italy by myself last month. Places with the view are perfect for solo dining.
Yeah, so much to do when you're just even by yourself.
Exactly.
To people watch. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie for Dish Omaha. Thanks a lot, Diane.
Thanks, Jeff.